Culture 2, Exercises 5 and 6.
The Bank of England has been designing and producing Britain's banknotes for more than 300 years. Currently, there are four different notes in everyday use: £5, £10, £20 and £50. Each note has an image of an important historical figure, for example, Charles Darwin on one side. On the other side is Queen Elizabeth II. She is the only monarch to have appeared on a British banknote, as the tradition only began in 1960. In 2016, the bank started making banknotes from plastic rather than paper. The bank does not produce coins. These are made by the Royal Mint. The famous American writer, Mark Twain, published a story in 1893 called The £1 Million Banknote. It is set in London and describes what happens when two very rich brothers meet a penniless American sailor. They give him an envelope with a single banknote inside. The banknote has a value of £1 million. The sailor is rich, but can he actually use the money? He certainly can't spend it in a shop or hotel. And if he takes the banknote to a bank, will they assume it is stolen and arrest him? Gradually, the sailor finds ways to use the banknote to his advantage. Most people who read this story probably do not believe that £1 million banknotes really exist. But in fact, they do. And if you ever went inside the vault that is below the Bank of England, you would see them, and much larger values too. There are also banknotes with a value of £100 million. Altogether, there are more than 4,000 of these extremely large banknotes, with a total value of £8 billion. Of course, these banknotes are never used in everyday life. So why do they exist? In the past, they were sometimes used to pay very large amounts of money from one country to another. Some of these old banknotes are now in museums and can no longer be used as money. These days, extra-large banknotes exist mostly to guarantee the value of banknotes produced by banks in Scotland and Northern Ireland.